The 40-40 solution in sales. In sales, it's not what you say, it's how they perceive what you say. Jeffrey Gittimer. While much of the discussion in this book involves dramas at work, the plot shows up in the sales story as well. One of my favorite things to do is to teach the 40-40 solution to salespeople. In every story about sales, the buyer has been cast in the victim role. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. And in every story about sales, the seller has been cast in the villain role. Name one sales story otherwise, including the ones you heard as a kid from your mom. If I say the word salesperson, images of the shady car salesman comes to mind. The manipulator who can sell snow to Eskimos. The desperation of Glengarry Glen Ross. There's a reason so many people fear doing sales. They don't want to be villainized. The fear of that judgment by others paralyzes people. Years ago, I worked with several MLMs, known as network marketing companies, Amway if you will, and helped them realize the power and nature of this fear of judgment. I suggested that new salespeople may be in fear of judgment from a neighbor, family member, or friend, but not so much with somebody they don't know. I suggested they sell one step down the line. You sell to their friends, they sell to their recruits' friends, and so on down the line, and it worked. Because we all grew up domesticated in this sales story, the buyer's emotional sensors are trying to feel if they're being conned or manipulated. Often eager or desperate salespeople trigger a flight or fight response because of how they relate energetically with the buyer. It's not the logic they're fleeing from. It's the energy behind how it's presented. Earlier, I talked about how Gary said the most important thing he did every day was to make people feel good about themselves by finding the good in them. Over the years, he's outsold just about every insurance executive I know. Gary does not play some "I'm the hero" sales game. He focuses on relating with people first. He doesn't put them into pain. He encourages them to become their own hero. When you sell from 80%, you'll end up with a whole bunch of 20% clients. They will exhaust you with their neediness. Sell from 40%, and amazing clients will come to you. I've noticed that when salespeople make enough money to know they'll have a good retirement or meet other financial goals they've set, the desperation 20% game and manipulation 80% game disappear, and their sales get better. Now they can sell from a 40% perspective. Sales becomes more fun. They're not needy. They're not feeling, I will make X if I get this sale, and that will pay for Y, so I better get this sale. They can finally be present with people, and their sales get even better. 40%ers allow their clients to be the hero in the sales process. They sell through connection. When that happens, sales becomes an act of service. I have had sales veterans tell me the 40-40 solution workshop explained something they inherently understood but could not express. It explained why learning the logic of sales is not enough. Think about playing 40-40 in sales when I talk about Holly later in the book. How can you do a better job of selling from 40%?